More details emerged today about the man who was confessed to carrying out the bomb attack and mass shooting in Norway. The lawyer for Anders Behring Breivik says his client is filled with hate and mentally deranged, and he says Breivik describes himself as a crusader for Christian Europe. Meanwhile, as NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Oslo, Norwegians continue to mourn for the 76 people killed in Friday's attacks.
Throughout Oslo, impromptu shrines have been cropping up, where people leave roses, lit candles, Norwegian flags, and messages to the victims of Breivik's rampage. Some 150,000 people gathered last night at Town Hall Square. They listened to singer-songwriter Herbert Kirkevik perform the song To the Youth from a 1930s poem. Its lyrics resonate eerily after Friday's massacre of young people on a lake island near Oslo. Faced by your enemies on every hand, battle is menacing. Now make your stand. Fearful your question, defenseless, open. What shall I fight with? What is my weapon? The nation is still gripped with shock after one of the worst mass killings in peacetime Europe by a suspect who grew up privileged in one of the world's richest countries. Today, Breivik's lawyer, Gahir Lippestad, gave reporters his personal view of his client.
This whole case is indicated he's insane. He's in a war, and he says that the rest of the world, and especially the Western world, don't understand his point of view. But in 60 years' time, we all will understand him.
Lippestad said that at his arraignment Monday, the judge allowed his client to read for about 5 minutes from his 1,500-page manifesto called A European Declaration of Independence. In it, Breivik appeals to what he calls we free indigenous peoples of Europe to rise up and join the resistance against multiculturalism. When the lawyer was asked to describe Breivik, he said he's a very cold person.
He shows hate to everyone who's democratic, everyone who lives in the Western world, everyone who believes in a normal political system. So anyone who's not extremist, he will hate.
In this open society, police are not usually armed. Nevertheless, Lippestad said Breivik was convinced he'd never be able to complete the plan he'd been working on for 9 years.
He thought he'd be killed after bombing, after the action in the island, and he also thought he would be killed at a trial. So he believes that someone will kill him.
The lawyer, who is a member of the Labour Party that was the target of his client's intense hatred, said he discussed for about 12 hours with family and friends whether to take on Breivik's defense. Lippestad finally said yes, because he believes the legal system is crucial in a democracy, and someone has to do that job. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Oslo.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.